The Buffalo Teachers Federation has a temporary restraining order in effect that prevents the school district from going forward with a plan to transfer 5 teachers out of City Honors and cut the hours of one of its guidance counselors. The district says it's necessary to cover the cost of having to hire 16 teacher aides ordered by the court. By next Wednesday, the school district will submit papers as it challenges that order. Nate Kuzma is the district's general counsel.
This is an issue of equity for the school district. We have needs throughout our school system at every building. And what we have to do here in eliminating the teacher duties at City Honors is hire 16 aides. That creates a budgetary issue that has to be addressed and that we have a right to address. And we're not going to take resources that are desperately needed at other buildings.
Another issue that BTF President Philip Rumore spoke of is the district's push to require City Honors teachers take on some non-teaching tasks, such as monitoring hallways and locker room entrances. That's required at other schools, but not at City Honors. Rumore says the BTF is fighting to uphold a prior agreement that made it so.
You know, the bottom line is I don't think any teacher should be doing sitting out in the hall. I don't think any teacher should be doing what we call locker room duty, sitting in front of a locker room. I don't think teachers should be doing non-teaching duties, period, anywhere in the district. I think they should be able to spend the time with the kids.
Once the district submits its documents to the judge, the BTF will be required to file its response. That is expected 1 week from Friday. Rumore stated several times this is not a fight that the union started. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.